Assalamu alaikum. Have you ever been in a situation where you have been challenged to go against your values or do something that pushes your moral boundaries? Sometimes the pressure may even come from your close friends or family. Sometimes you can be pressurized into doing something you don't want to do, and it can lead you into becoming something you don't want to be. Here's some things you should know about peer pressure. Number one. What is peer pressure? Peer is defined as a person of the same age, status, or ability as another specified person. So if you're at school, it's your school friends. If you're at work, it's your work colleagues. And pressure is literally this. And figuratively, it's the use of persuasion, influence, intimidation to make someone do something. So peer pressure is when your peers pressurize you. Peer pressure is commonly defined as any external force or influence on our decisions that might have an effect on our physical or mental health. Number two, what kinds of peer pressure exist? Now, there are different ways in which peer pressure might affect you. So it's important to know the different types that exist. So there's spoken peer pressure. So this involves one individual or a group pressurizing another individual to participate in some type of behavior. For example, if a friend asks you to take the blame in a certain situation where you can get in a lot of trouble, sometimes peer pressure might not be through words but certain unspoken behaviors. Like when you're exposed to the actions of your peers and you choose to follow along. For example, choosing the same clothes, hairstyle, or jewelry as your friends in order to conform to their standards. Sometimes the peer pressure might be direct, sometimes it might be indirect. Like you might overhear a friend gossiping about another person and then react to the gossip. That is indirect peer pressure that may cause the listener to change their behavior as a way to gain acceptance. Talking badly about someone behind their back is considered a sin for a reason, guys. Now, just because someone is pressurizing you doesn't mean it's all bad. So there's negative peer pressure, which does exist, but there's also positive peer pressure, which brings us to the next point. Number three, how can positive peer pressure affect you? Positive peer pressure can help us in developing coping skills, which are necessary for adulthood. It can also help us adopt good habits and get rid of the bad ones. Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, souls resemble other souls, and those that resemble each other are in harmony. That is why people are attracted towards those they resemble. This may be why sometimes we may feel the need to conform to the expectations of our friends. That's because our souls are naturally inclined to finding those that resemble our soul. And this isn't necessarily a bad thing. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, every person is inclined towards one who is like him. So it's alright if you want to be like others in your social circle, but you should make sure that your friend circle is not composed of immoral people. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, beware of befriending corrupt people, immoral people, and those who openly commit acts of disobedience to Allah. We have great examples of friendships throughout history, like Imam Hussein and Habib ibn Mazahir, Imam Ali and Maliki Ashtar. Number 4. What does Islam say about friendship? Should you be friends with everyone? No! Be nice to your peers, be courteous with everyone you interact with, but friendship has some guidelines. The Prophet ﷺ said, man follows the same religion as his friend, so consider carefully who it is you befriend. People are going to identify you by who you choose to spend your time with and who you befriend. Not everyone is or should be your friend. You should choose friends who you know will have positive peer pressure on you and not negative peer pressure. Number 5. How can you resist peer pressure? Number 1. Recognize peer pressure. One thing about peer pressure is that one may actually not know that it's happening. Number 2. Listen to your gut. If your inner voice tells you that something is wrong in a certain situation, it may be true. Number 3. Plan for possible pressure situations. Arrange a bailout or give an excuse. For example, your group of friends is doing ghibah of somebody.
Oh, no.
and you're feeling the pressure to join in. So, someone's calling. Hello? Hello? It's a bailout. It allows you to free yourself from the pressure of the situation without creating any unnecessary conflict. Of course, the better thing would be to defend the person who's being talked about. But if the most you can do is to save yourself, it's better to create a bailout. Number four, hang out with people that feel the same way you do. Choose friends who speak up when you're in need for moral support. And be quick to speak up for a friend in the same way. Number five, learn to say no. The delicate balance is learning to say no in a non-offensive, polite manner while keeping the reins of your good akhlaq in your hands and not degrading or hurting anyone. And having friends with similar values and beliefs helps a lot. It's easier to say no if someone else is also saying it. Saying no together makes it easier for the both of you. Never feel ashamed to say no. So now that you know what peer pressure is, its different kinds, and how to identify it, you've also understood the benefits of positive peer pressure. We pray that Allah helps us to choose the right friends and that He gives us the power to resist against negative peer pressure. See you next time, wherever you are.